I just called a minute ago, but apparently you couldn't hear me. Can you hear me this time?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
All right, better. So I just called there a few minutes ago. And I asked about a judicial misconduct matter, and the woman who answered, it wasn't you, obviously, sent me to a another phone number that didn't pick up.
Well, it sounds right now they would pick up. I'm sure they would pick up, okay?
Yeah, so, do I need...
Yeah, no, just talk to them, okay? Hold on 1 second, they would pick up now, okay?
All right, thank you. Yeah, hi. Thank you. I called just a minute ago concerning a matter about a charge of judicial misconduct that I filed last July, and I have not received...
Yeah, your line is cutting out. I can't hear you very clearly.
Yeah, I'm on a cell phone. Let me stop walking around. Can you hear me better now?
Yes, I can.
Okay, I'm sorry. I called about 5 or 10 minutes ago, and I'll just repeat my question. It's about a charge of judicial misconduct that I filed last July, and I'd like to find out where that stands, and in particular, I never even received a notice of receipt of that. Now, when I called this number a few minutes ago, I was sent to another number that did not pick up. So I got disconnected. So could you try harder this time to make sure I get to talk to somebody?
Right. Well, I'm speaking to you now. Do you have a pending appeal in this case, or is this just regarding...
No. It's
judicial
not,
misconduct.
It's just regarding judicial misconduct. And like I say, I filed last July, and I never even received a receipt... a notification of receipt. So in particular, I don't even have a case number I can refer you to.
Yeah, I understand. And can I have your name?
Yes. My name is Walter Tuvel. Yes, Tuvel. I'll spell it. T-E-V-E-L-L.
Okay, perfect. Hold one moment, please.
Thank you. Still waiting. Hello? Great. Disconnected again. I'm going to try it a third time. This is the third time I've called in the last 10 minutes, and I keep getting disconnected from your end. So could I please have somebody this time that I can talk to about a charge of judicial misconduct that I filed last July?
Okay.
Thank you. I don't know if you're the same person I've talked to, but I've been disconnected 3 times in the last 10 minutes trying to talk to you folks.
Okay, so we're trying to transfer you to the person who deals with judicial misconduct.
Okay, good.
Okay, give me 1 second.
Thank you. Hope they get it right this time.
have that.
Excuse me, what did you say? Excuse me, I couldn't understand you. What did you say, please?
This is Court of Appeals.
Ah.
You're looking up a judicial misconduct complaint?
Yes, yes, thank you very much. I am.
Can I give your complaint number that you were given?
Ah, and this is the problem. I filed my complaint of judicial misconduct with you folks last July, and I never even received a notification of receipt. So I don't have a number. This is the problem that I'm complaining about.
Okay, well,
just a moment.
Maybe we didn't get it?
No, you definitely got it, because I received a receipt from certified mail from the U.S. Post Office, and it's signed. I can send you all this information if you'll simply give me an email address, but I really need to get to know what's going on, please.
Well, it depends on what was actually sent in. Was it against a federal judge in our circuit?
Yes. No.
Was it against?
Oh, come on. It was against Easterbrook, okay? So let's stop pretending here.
Excuse me, I don't know why you're speaking to me that way, but I know exactly what you're speaking about.
Okay, I'm not talking to you personally. I'm talking about to your office. They have decided not to answer me for some reason, and I'm very upset. So please, what do I need to do?
All the ones that we get is that are actual misconduct complaints against the federal judge.
Okay, stop. No, stop right there. Okay, stop right there. That was false. You personally may process each one you get, but somebody in your office did not process mine. This is the problem. Can you give me an email address? Can you give me your name? Because the same thing is going to happen again when I send it again. Like I said, I have a certified receipt from the U.S. Post Office. You did receive it. Give me an email address. I'll send you that information.
What's the name of it?
My name is Walter Tuvel. T-U-V. Oh, okay. Hold on a second. I have my computer here. I can maybe find that. Okay, here. Let's see. Proof of service. Okay. All right. It's a scribble. It looks possibly like some initials C-O-D.
Okay. I'm not sure what happened, but if you want to remail it in and make sure it's labeled judicial misconduct complaint on the envelope.
Okay, I very clearly did that before, but I think the same thing is going to happen this time, so I'd like to do it at least two different ways. I will indeed send it again by U.S. certified mail, as you suggest, but please give me your email address so I can send it to you that way, too. I don't trust what's happening here.
Our emails aren't public, so I can't give you that.
Okay, give me your personal one, then. Give me anything, because, as I said...
No. If you send it through the mail, that's how we receive judicial misconduct complaints. We don't get them electronically.
Okay, I have proof here that what you're saying is false. It did not happen last time. Can I talk to your supervisor, please?
Sir, this is how we take a judicial misconduct complaint. You can send it in, and then you can call back to make sure we received it.
I am calling back right now to make sure you received it. I have proof.
But you're calling me back 8 months after you sent it.
It doesn't matter. I have proof here that you did receive it.
That's how you can send it in.
Could you tell me your name, please? Could you tell me your name, please?
Bring it into the building, hold it off, and deliver it.
Look, I'm not in Chicago. I'm in Boston. I can't walk in. Please?
Mail it in to us, please.
Could you tell me your name, please? Hello? Are you going to tell me your name? Hello, can you please tell me your name? There needs to be some accountability here. Hello, I can still hear you on the line.
You are breaking up, so I cannot understand what you are saying.
No, I'm not breaking up. I have a solid line here. I can hear everything that's happening on your end. There's some clicks and things like that.
Your phone is not working correctly, and I cannot hear you, so I'm gonna...
Your lying, lady. You're lying. Lady. All right. All right, the call has dropped. She shut me off, and she is a liar. I'm gonna stop this.